Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. Save 20% at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
What's upset you now?
This is something that happens to me from time to time, and I can't bear it every time someone says, "You must meet my friend so-and-so. She's just like you."
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Why would I want to meet someone just like me? Oh, does she hold conversation? Does she interrupt people when they're talking? Is she really fucking needy? Will she be up my ass and have a go at me and cry if she has a party and doesn't invite me? It's a nightmare. And the people
well,
who say
it sounds like, Shappy, there is an element of self-awareness here, because
yes.
What I always get is, oh, you're going to get on well with this bloke and meet him and go, this guy is an absolute prick.
Well, that's what? The thing, because if the things that your friends see in you that yeah. another friend of theirs has in common, and they think that'll be exciting for you because they look at your life and go, that I don't accidentally not have friends who are like me. So if you look at my world and go, yeah. oh, what Shappy needs in her face is somebody like her that gets really irate about really stupid, petty things when someone's trying to be nice. So that is the thing. No one wants to meet someone just like them. And there's never been a time when someone's gone, oh, this really great friend of mine who was best man at my wedding or whatever, and we met because another friend thought we'd get on. That's never happened.
No.
That's true.
I reckon I've probably met quite a few people that are exactly like me, but just don't want to accept that that's the case. It's probably like, that guy was insufferable.
Yeah.
It's funny that you quote me there, Paul.
Because there's always the things that if we, like most of the time, if you don't like someone, so if someone rubs you up the wrong way, it's usually because there's something about them that you see as a flaw in yourself.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? It's something about them that you try and deny that you have.
Also a better version. I often, people I kind of take a disliking to are just better versions of me.
Sean, right. stop making this about me, please. It's... There's three of us in this conversation, and quite frankly, I feel like I'm being singled out now.
But I completely know what you mean. Have you ever gotten on with this person?
No, because the build-up's always too much for them and me. They get dragged over to you at some party. Or the worst is that they say, she looks just like you. And you meet someone like with their nose on their cheek.
Oh, that is the worst.
They've got one eye on their shoulder. And it's just like, does she? And why would you want to meet someone that looks like, why does looking, oh, she has a jumper very similar to the one you're wearing somewhere in her wardrobe. You're bound to get on like a house on fire. Just friendship setups.
It's like the wedding table, isn't it? When you have a look around at who you've been put on a table with at a wedding and you're like, right, okay. I see where I am. In things.
I was at a wedding and this couple just, they couldn't eat their food fast enough in order to get up and leave. I just thought, I've been put on the wrong table. And you match your friends up, they'll really get up. But then what happens is this as well at weddings and parties, and I got wise to it because I'm talkative, right? Especially when I'm nervous. And a friend of mine, what she would do, she'd have parties and she'd lie to me about what time people were coming. So I'd get there an hour earlier, right? And then I'd sort of noticed I'm always the first person at her parties. And then she goes, oh, it's because you talk to everyone and you break the ice. Like I'm some sort of, like I say that about fluffer. My dogs. Yeah, yes, a fluffer. So when people don't know each other, Shappy's the idiot.
There to get them all
like
lubed up.
Yeah, like a Yorkshire Terrier, I would prefer than a fluffer. But whichever image suits you better, I find that, you know, it's not a compliment because people just go, you know, she'll sweep minds. And then when everyone's chilled...
That is a compliment.
At weddings,
about?
I think you should be able to put in for a transfer after the first course.
Yes.
I think everyone should just
it's
be
not
like, look,
working
this is,
out.
No. That looks like a lot more fun on that table. There's nothing worse than being at a wedding and spotting the fun table when you're not on it.
Yeah.
I could have stopped you at there's nothing worse than being at a wedding. I think that just could have been the end of the sentence.
Really?
What do you mean?
Did I like being at weddings?
Well, actually, I should say that I did enjoy your wedding, but that's...
Because you're here.
I'm loving this tension. That tension was beautiful, guys.
It wasn't taken personally. I love a wedding.
What is that? Wedding? No one wants to go... Look, Paul, yours was an exception. I genuinely had an absolutely incredible time. So that aside, right... No one wants to go to your wedding. No one gives a shit. Like, it's just another thing that I've got to go and do that I don't want to do. Now I can't have a day in because I've got to go and celebrate your relationship. You celebrate it. It's yours. I don't care.
Shappy, you've got the casting vote on this. What?
I'm so excited about getting an invite to Sean's wedding.
You're not coming. I'm not insane. We know what's coming.
Not
you can
as
all
a
have
fluffer.
The day. Not as it, not even as it. You can fluff the priest.
Come in and break the ice. Yeah.
Do you know what I never go to? I went to one hen night when I was 21, and I've never been to another hen night since. And my closest friends have got married, and they've written to me. They've gone, please, Shap, it's not that sort of hen night. And I was so scarred by a hen night. I will not go out with a bunch of other people's friends and do ridiculous things. Because in the olden days, before mobile phones, they had this bar, this restaurant, and there was a phone on each table. So the idea was hens and stags went and they could phone each other on these tables and flirt, and no fucker asked to speak to me. I ended up being the receptionist with these women going, oh yeah, the dark-haired girl next year, that's for you. There was one girl there, she was 8.5 months pregnant, and two boys called our table to talk to her, and no one talked to me. So I have been sulking ever since, and I don't go to hen nights.
Well, and this was set up. Sorry, this bar was kind of, that was their theme, their like gimmick.
Yeah, you'd have stags and hens. Young people go in, yeah, and you have fun, and you could, and just back then, a phone exchange. The idea of being able to phone and speak to a stranger was a big deal. And sometimes, like, the phones would malfunction and then they'd have to get a technician to go, excuse me, ours isn't connecting.
I think I'd have been sat there the whole time thinking that my phone was malfunctioning. I'm like, sorry, mate, this phone doesn't seem to be ringing. I've been here for 3 hours now. Can you just check the line?
As I get older, because despite appearances and what I've been talking about, I am a very sociable person. As I get older, I have noticed a horrible thing that young people, like my cousin who's 24 and his mate, when I go over to talk to them, they suddenly go on their best behaviour. And I'm now in that category of, oh, she's come to join us. She is clearly my mother's age, so I can't swear. And I'm going to say things we think old people will approve of. And I need young people to be my friend because I don't want to be one of those 90-year-olds that goes, oh, well, all my friends are gone now. See, I'm on my own. So I want to make friends with young people so I can go,
investing.
Oh, well, Isabella came over. Yes, she came over last night, 4 o'clock in the morning. Hi. There's a kite on that ketamine and what have you. And I want to talk about my friend and go, well, I've put her to bed on the sofa. I'll give her a couple of hours. If she doesn't wake up, I'll take her to A&E and then we'll go out for a nice bun. I don't like this lack of being friends with older people from younger people because I want my friends to survive me.
Right.
Yeah, but
yes,
then
yes,
the other
yes,
way
yes,
around,
yes.
It does. I've always, you know, I know someone who was sort of saying that his old next door neighbor was his best mate, and he was in his late 70s, and this guy's in his early 40s. And I'm like, that's weird, isn't it? That's in the same level as like, I married my best friend. do you know what I mean? It's that sort of, all right, mate. Oh, yeah, he's my best mate. He's 79. It's like, can't possibly be your best friend.
Well, I mean,
he's
two generations
older than you. Exactly.
But if they live, it depends where they live, right? If it's his neighbour and there's no one else around, then they're going to cultivate a friendship. Oh, well, that explains everything. I mean, Portsmouth is somewhere where people, like, you know, interact generationally, and people tend to be a little bit more outward looking. And, you know,
are you working for the tour?
Hold on a second. Whoa.
The tour guide.
Portsmouth. Have you been to Portsmouth? They are many things. Outward looking is not one of them.
Do you know what? I'm currently on the Isle of Wight, so I've got to be nice about Portsmouth because they're within spitting distance of me. I don't know, because like my oldest friends, because I went to see some older friends of mine recently who are in their 70s, and what I find I do is when I'm with them, I talk about things that I think they will find lovely, and that will get, like, I don't burden them with my shit. Because I just think that at 70, you just want to have nice things, like talk about positive things. And I am aware that when I'm with them, I make my own life sound really rosy so they don't worry about me.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? And that's what I'm finding young people are doing to me now. You know, they don't sort of talk to me like I'm one of them, which I am in my head, which is really creepy. I understand that.
Yeah. I was walking the other day. I was walking and I looked up and there was a middle-aged man walking towards me. And I went to get out of his way and it was a mirror.
Amazing.
And I had never seen myself as the middle-aged man that I am. And it was a real moment.
Oh, that's a tough moment. That happened to me at Abercrombie.
Where was the mirror?
I think I was at a shopping centre or something.
Was it Abercrombie, that shop? The only young people.
I've never been in
Abercrombie. It's so full of mirrors. It's just mirrors everywhere, and only you can only like go in, or you can only fit into Abercrombie clothes if you're a pencil. And then I found myself looking at this woman,
you would only want to fit into Abercrombie clothes if you had absolutely no taste whatsoever.
I'm an idiot. I thought Abercrombie was the name of a university, and it was like their graduates that were wearing their jumpers. But that goes to show how much I know. But I saw a woman in there.
I thought that as well. Like a Welsh university. Abercrombie, it sounds Welsh.
Exactly. I thought it was a Welsh uni and everyone's very proud of it. Yeah. Well, it's an ABBA, isn't it? Yeah. Abergavenny and all the ABBAs. Yeah. And I saw a middle-aged woman and I thought, oh, right, so she must be here with her daughter, shopping for her daughter's birthday. And yeah, it was me. I was that middle-aged woman in the mirror. It's a tough moment, Sean, but you're still young, though.
I'm like a bit like, I do the thing where, I'm not, who, me?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. If I talk to someone in their early 20s, I have to say, they are often saying things, I don't know what they're talking about. I mean, that applies to all ages, but specifically the early 20s, there's, like, someone was telling me this the other day, that, do you know this thing called a snap streak?
No.
Paul, this is going to blow your mind. So a snap streak.
Well, just say it first. Don't assume it's going to blow my mind.
No. But like that people, like this is where we are in the world. Sheffy, do you know about this? So
no.
So you know, like you might DM on your social. So on your Instagram or your Twitter, you might DM someone. Well, what happens is if you message someone on Snapchat, you get a point. You get and if you message them every day, you get another point. So you get to see how long your streak is with someone. So it's like, if me and you messaged every day for 17 days, our streak is 17.
Oh, what happened to normal human interaction?
I don't know. Like, it blew. I couldn't comprehend. Like, that is terrible. What is the equivalent, I wonder, for my parents when I told them what I was doing when I was a teenager, where they went, I just don't know anymore. Like Tamagotchi? That must have been mental.
I remember, like, because obviously I didn't have texting or anything when I was a teenager, but what me and my friends would do, we'd hang out together in Ealing Broadway. We'd go and dust down Ealing. And then we'd go home and then we would write pages and pages to each other, dissecting what happened, who said what, who spoke to who. And we'd write these mad letters.
A review.
And deliver them to each other. Did you get my letter? Yeah, yeah, I wrote you one back. Did you get my letter? So that endless need to communicate with others was always there. So that's not new. But yes. The immediacy of it and the sort of the technology makes it so robotic.
But it's the gamifying. Why are you having what you've turned chatting into a competition? Why can't we just talk? Why does someone have to win?
Yeah.
I bumped into someone at Christmas in Reeves the Baker, who I went to school with. And I was just like, bloody hell, I was like, I don't reckon I've seen you for 30 years. And she moved to New Zealand 30 years ago. I don't do Facebook. And I hadn't seen her since then. It's just like, this sort of stuff used to happen all the time. I really miss bumping into someone you haven't seen for ages and going, bloody hell, what have you been up to? Do you know what I mean? It's the lost art of art of losing touch with people.
I know. Yeah. I think, for me, in my 20s, when I'd be out and you'd end up at a party and you end up talking to someone at 3 a.m. and then you're following them. You follow them on the socials. And now, there's this person that I was once talking to about, you know, what the Matrix Revolutions really means. And now I'm looking...
That is not a relationship. That should at best be a shudder the next day. Just like a...
Yes, you go, precisely.
Oh, God, what the fuck was I saying to that bloke?
I'm looking at a photo of their baby 12 years on. I shouldn't know this person's kid's name.
Yeah, or their dog's name.
That was the hilarious... Oh, fuck!
We have to leave that on.
Oh, no. I knocked the mic off. I just knocked the mic. I smacked the mic. Sorry,
that was Shabby Cool Sandy. If you would like to hear more of these episodes, feature length episodes every Monday, then you could sign up to our Patreon at patreon.com/WUYN. You would also get early access to the guest episodes ad free. It works out at £3 a month, less than £1 a week. Sean, are you okay?
I will work on my mic technique.